Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Thank you for listening. It's Wednesday, November 30th. I'm Tracy Singleton, and this is Morning Edition on WVIK. Be vigilant. That's the recommendation from Davenport Police to protect yourself and your property during the holidays. Lieutenant Dennis Coclasier, commander of the Criminal Investigation Division, says when you're shopping, don't try to carry too many packages.
While you're out shopping, try not to be buried in your phone, texting, talking on the phone, things like that. Be constantly aware of what's around you, which is one of the top ways to prevent crime happening to you, is being aware, because they look for easy targets.
Help discourage porch pirates, people who steal delivered packages, he recommends having a doorbell camera. You can see when a package arrives and pick it up before anyone sees it.
We've done investigations which have shown that they've followed the drivers, but for the most part, from what I see, it's they just see packages staying just out in the open, and that's, like I said, easy grabs.
He also recommends not advertising that you're away from home on a trip. Use timers to have lights come on and off in your home while you're away. And while shopping, don't carry large amounts of cash. The Humane Society of Scott County will waive all adoption fees for animals beginning tomorrow through December 11th. Empty the Shelters, Holiday Hope, is a partnership with Bissell Pet Foundation, and the goal is to find a home for every pet. Selena Ripple, Development and Communication Coordinator for the Humane Society, says this event has helped many long-term shelter pets find homes.
You know, events like this are super helpful because they get people in the door. People can look at animals online all day, but getting them in the door to actually meet animals and see who they are, I think, is the real way to get animals adopted.
Ripple says the Bissell Foundation allows each shelter to choose how much to reduce the fees each year. Usually, the Humane Society of Scott County offers a $50 reduction, but this year, it will focus on finding as many homes for pets as possible.
Right now, we are way over capacity. We have way more animals than we do kennels. We have a lot of wire pop-up crates right now for temporary housing, just because we're running out of kennel space.
Ripple says the shelter in Davenport is able to offer lower or waived adoption fees because Bissell partially reimburses the shelter. The national event includes 280 shelters in 12 states and will go from December 1st to the 11th. After several extensions, you'll need to get your expired Illinois driver's license, learner's permit, or state ID renewed starting tomorrow. Secretary of State Jesse White began delaying ID expiration dates during the early months of the COVID-19 pandemic when facilities were shut down. December 1st is the final deadline. Any expired ID will have to be renewed. The deadline extensions did not apply to commercial driver license or CDL learner's permits. White's office suggests you check to see if you're eligible to renew your license online, or you can make an appointment or walk into a driver's services facility. This is WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. Thank you for listening.